The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. $12 billion in farm aid. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Financial help for farmers is on the way. Eric Pfeiffer reports.
This country and our farm economy is facing a crisis that we inherited that most of these farmers have not seen in their lifetime. Profitability is down. It's just one crisis after another.
That's Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on Monday as she sat with her boss, President Trump, while he announced that money collected from tariffs will be used to help farmers farm for another year.
So we're going to use that money to provide $12 billion in economic assistance to American farmers.
Of that $12 billion, $11 billion will go to row crop farmers and what they're calling the FBA, Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. The other $1 billion is being held back for commodities not covered, like specialty crops.
This relief will provide much needed certainty to farmers as they get this year's harvest to market and look ahead to next year's crops. And it'll help them continue their efforts to lower food prices.
Details are still forthcoming, like how much money will go to each commodity sector. But Rollins says those details will come quickly, as that money needs to get to farmers.
The money will move by February 28th of 2026, but by the end of this month, so just in the next couple of weeks, every farmer that is able to apply for it will know exactly what that number looks like. So as you are going to your lender, as you are working to ensure and understanding what you can plant for next year, you will have that number in hand.
To submit questions, justification for USDA Farmer Bridge Aid, or to request a meeting on Farmer Bridge Aid, producers can reach out to farmersbridge@usda.gov. You can also read more on this at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
This is Levi from St. John's, and you are listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Mother Nature continues to throw almost everything she can at us. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. A lot of moisture trying to move through the Great Lakes and Eastern Corn Belt here today. Here we're looking at a mix of rain and snow. The rain potential came in overnight last night, and I think we'll see a changeover to snow as a secondary wave comes through later today. We've already seen good snows on radar coming across parts of Wisconsin and even into northern Michigan. So rain and snow both through the day here. Liquid equivalent, though, that's what we have to look at, especially if you're in an area that was a little bit drier and you're wanting to recharge the soil moisture profile. I know there's several of you listening out there that are in that camp. I think at the end of the day, we're less than half an inch of actual true water that is going to be coming with this. How much of it can actually reach the soil profile, also up in the air a little bit, because temperatures aren't going to get exceptionally warm. 35, 36 today on the top end, and so we're mild enough for at least a little bit of rain in spots, especially southern lower Michigan, but we're not seeing a big thaw yet. Now we see the temperatures drop this afternoon. That's the reason why I'm feeling very comfortable in saying there's a little bit more snow coming, and that's going to lead to some lake effect set up overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. Not big lake effect, but strong winds coming across the Great Lakes, a lot of clouds, and maybe a few snow showers here and there. The next Clipper system for for overnight tomorrow night through Friday definitely stays to our south. I think we miss most of that one. Illinois, Indiana, Ohio in line for that one. And then we see another blast of Arctic air for late Friday through the weekend. That's going to trigger on again, off again snows for Saturday and maybe even some lingering into Sunday. Lake enhancement is going to be here Sunday as well. The cold air holds through Monday, Tuesday before we see a significant thaw as we move from Tuesday afternoon through most of the rest of next week. Big time snow melt happening in a large part of Michigan. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand, and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct, and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auctions. Straight, simple, sold.
USDA releasing the December WASDE report Tuesday at noon Eastern. And with a deeper dive into that report, here's Andy Eubank and Arlen Suderman with StoneX. They spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
Mixed markets before the USDA December update. And Arlen, not really much change in the markets after that. So was this, as expected, a neutral report for the markets overall?
I think based on the markets, yes. Based on the printed pre-report estimates, there were a few surprises. But I don't think the market was really too surprised. The soybean balance sheet for the domestically did not change. USDA didn't change Argentina or Brazil soybean production estimates, nor do their corn estimates for that matter. So really no change on soybeans. And I think that's largely because the big focus there was on exports and USDA simply giving more time to see whether China comes through or not. And we still don't have clarity on biofuel program either. So rather than guess on what might happen, particularly since the White House extended the window for China buying for 25 till through February, they kind of kicked the can down the road.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday, March corn up 4.25 at 448. May corn also 4.25 higher, 455.5. January soybeans, though, dropping 6.5 to 1087.25. March beans 7.5 lower at 1098.25. And March wheat down 0.25 to 534.5. February live cattle 27 cents higher at 226.95. But February lean hogs 52 cents lower at 81.87. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.